Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. I've got another story to tell. I woke up this morning, as usual, at 6 o'clock. I need to wake up at 6 to get to work at 7, so everything can be ready for school to start at 8. When I wake up now that it's May, the sun is already almost out. The mornings are getting brighter. Birds are singing out there. I can hear them through the walls. I was wondering what the day would be like. And as I was wondering, as little thoughts ran through my head, I had a feeling that it would be a different kind of day. I felt a little excited and a little scared. I wondered, what will be different about today? Well, I got dressed, had some coffee, and I thought about breakfast. I usually have a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast, but today, when I was getting the box of oats out of the cupboard, I saw a carton of eggs, and I stopped my hand before I grabbed the box of oats and redirected it towards the carton of eggs. Wow, this day was already going differently than usual. I boiled an egg and ate it with salt and pepper. I wondered, am I doing this to the day? Or is the day doing this to me? When I got to school, nothing seemed too different from usual. But I was looking for the slightest thing that could be different. And after a while, everything seemed a little different. There was light coming through the windows and spreading across the floor. And I saw a rainbow in that light. I looked up the window, but I couldn't tell where the rainbow was coming from. It was a sunny day, the first sunny day after many rainy days. I was wondering if that was what made this day feel different. Rain became usual, and now that rhythm had changed. The morning went by like that, with these good feelings of things being a little different, but nothing being very, very different. Then, as the kids were lining up to go into the lunchroom, Ms. Sanchez approached me. She teaches fifth grade. Ms. Sanchez is a very nice person, but we don't talk that often. There's just not that much time. There's so much to do every day at school. So I was a little surprised when she came up to me as I was sweeping the floors, looking for what was different about the day. I was so deep in thought that when she said, "Hi, Carl," I jumped. "Oh, I'm sorry for scaring you," she said. I felt a little embarrassed for being so startled and didn't know what to say. She said, "So, Carl," she said, "I was wondering." "Yes?" I asked. "I was wondering if you would come to visit the class to tell the kids about your job, your work." I felt like I was not real in this moment. It just seemed like something I would not be asked to do. "Really?" I asked. "It seems strange to have a janitor come to talk to kids about his job." "A janitor, you see, it's not a very highly respected job. It's not the kind that's usually given to kids as an example of what they can do when they grow up." So I said, "Miss Sanchez," I said, "don't you want a doctor or a lawyer or an astronaut or something?" No, Carl, she said. I want the kids to hear about all kinds of jobs, not just the ones people think of as the most. She seemed to be wondering what word to use next. Respected, I said. She thanked me for suggesting a word and said she wanted her kids to know that janitors were important. And so I went that afternoon and talked to Miss Sanchez's fifth grade class. I was still wearing my janitor's coveralls. I really didn't know what to say and just stood there for a second. Finally, Miss Sanchez asked me to talk about what I do for a living. I said something like this. So, kids, you know me. You see me every day. You know what I do. I don't really have to tell you. You know I sweep the floors. I mop the floors. I like my job a lot. Because I get to keep things nice for you. It's a simple job, but it never ends because the school gets dirty every day and you have to keep on going and cleaning it up. Well, anyway, I'm really proud to be a janitor. And Miss Sanchez told the kids they could ask me questions about anything they were wondering about. One kid asked, Mr. Carl, did you want to be a janitor when you were little? Well, no, I said, but I kind of wonder if maybe I kind of did. I remember the janitor at my school. His name was Carl, too. He was a really nice guy, and he used to do magic tricks in the hallway. Like you, said one of the kids. I remembered him. His name was Yu. That's a Japanese name. Oh, I remember you, Yu. You had a deck of cards with you one day. Yeah, I had done a magic trick for that boy that day. I remembered. I usually don't do magic tricks in the hallway. I don't know why. So I told the kids that I didn't really think I was going to be a janitor when I was little, but I thought I would be a magician, like the janitor at my school, who didn't work as a magician, but who was a janitor who did magic tricks for kids. I wondered, how could life be as strange as that? I knew a janitor named Carl when I was a kid. Maybe it's because we had the same name that I wanted to be a janitor after all. I wonder if that did have something to do with it. Anyway, at this point the class was pretty excited about seeing me do a magic trick. It was time to stop talking about being a janitor, what I really do for work, and start talking about being a magician, what I wanted to be when I was a kid. I looked around for something I could make disappear and saw one of the kids had a small pink water bottle on her desk. Can I borrow your water bottle? I asked. It was a girl named Gertrude. She gave it to me and I held it up in front of the class and then I made it disappear. Of course, I really just turned it on its side and hid it behind my hand. But it looked like it had completely gone away. Then I made it reappear, as if out of nothing. They were impressed. Then I turned to the side and did the trick again, so they could see how I did it. A kid in the back said, I was wondering how he did that. The kids who had water bottles all started to try to do the trick, which made a lot of noise, until Ms. Sanchez asked them to stop and to ask any last questions they had for me. One kid raised his hand and I said, go ahead. He said his name was Tao. He asked, I was wondering if you would come to my birthday party. So I wrote down my phone number on a piece of paper and gave it to Tao and told him to have his parents call me. And later that night they did. And now, well, I have a gig doing magic for a kid's birthday party. I'm actually going to get paid $100 for it, which kind of makes me nervous. Anyway, I'm really excited and, well, really wondering what that's going to be like. I'll tell you about it later. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/boxcaringlishpodcast. You can get all the transcripts there. And go to our website, boxcaringlish.com. You can take English lessons with me. I give writing lessons, creative writing lessons, and I can help you get the most out of your English. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.